Welcome, believers, to Lucha Lowdown. I am your host and El Jefe of this podcast, James Kincaid, and we are less than a week away from Lucha Underground Season 3 returning to the El Rey Network. So to talk about that tonight, we have none other than the creepy bastard himself, Marty the Moth Martinez. Marty, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, man, thanks for having me. I love that, Chan. I won't even lie.
It seems like you enjoy it.
I thoroughly enjoy that. I just love the creativity and how it's now happening at indie shows everywhere I go. If people don't watch Lucha Underground, number one, they're missing out, but then they all wonder why they're chanting creepy bastard at somebody who just walked out.
Yeah, I can imagine the crowd being sort of confused about that if they don't watch, but then maybe that gets them to hop on Netflix and catch up. But I was planning on diving right into Lucha Underground's return with you. But in getting ready for this interview, I rewatched the episode of Tough Enough where you left the show. It's the first time I've watched it since it aired. And I was just really struck again by just all the emotion of that and everything. And I was just wondering if you can reflect with me about your experiences on Tough Enough and just that. I mean, that awesome gesture of Steve letting you be the one to hang up your own belt. I thought that was so cool.
I thought it was very nice of him. It was, well, to me, it didn't matter at all. And now I look back at it, and now it was actually a really cool gesture. Because back then, I was just super pissed.
Yeah.
I had spent it was an amazing experience just to start off. It was just an amazing experience. It's a competition still. Everyone says, oh, reality TV is fake. What I got was this full competition, so I didn't get any of this fake stuff that people were worrying about and people asked me about.
Yeah.
I saw a competition, and just happened to be judged by Stone Cold Steve Austin. So it was a huge, awesome experience. And then pop goes my ankle, and here I am.
Yeah.
It was very nice, but it gave me a chance to make a relationship with Steve. Steve is one of the nicest, most genuine dudes, honestly, that I know. And it's awesome when you have someone that with that success, being so down to earth and chill at the same time. So.
Yeah, that I mean, it was very cool to watch, and it definitely that genuine nature certainly came across with you, too. And I loved it, you know, him letting you do that and telling you that you're tough enough. And you said you'd be back, and you definitely are back in a big way, but it's with Lucha Underground. So let's go back in time. How did you get word about Lucha Underground and sort of hook up with them?
Actually, it was because of WWE Tough Enough. I was actually, Eric Van Wagenen is the executive producer for Lucha Underground, and he worked on WWE Tough Enough as well. So he was there a lot in the house, and he saw what I was like when the cameras were, I guess, technically not when we were in competition, but just hanging out in the house and seeing what I was actually like, and then seeing, hey, this guy can wrestle, because I did very, very well in WWE Tough Enough.
Yeah, you dominated.
I won all the competitions. I was never on the bottom three. I did well. So he saw what I do in the ring as well. So about a year before Lucha Underground came about, he hit me up and said, hey, I'm just looking for interest. I know what you can do, and I wondered if you'd be interested in this show. We're trying to bring Lucha Libre to America. And I said, sure, sounds great. And that was about a year before they even had the name, I think, Lucha Underground. So he actually proactively hit me up. I got super lucky because I didn't have to do any sort of tryout or anything. I just got it on merit. I got super lucky. It was an amazing experience being able to be on Tough Enough and move that over to Lucha Underground. I guess everything happens for a reason, so that's why I think I broke my ankle.
Definitely. No, that I mean, that I was just going to say, it's sort of that connection there. It just does make you think that it worked out how it was supposed to, even though you couldn't see the plan while it was going on. I definitely believe that. When did you know, like being in Lucha Underground, that you guys were on to something special? Because, I mean, I have never really, you know, since ECW, which I'm sure you probably get those comparisons way too much, but never really seen sort of that kind of crowd connection and just sort of that sort of magic in a long time in a promotion. So when did you know that you're like, hey, we're on to something here?
I think it was actually, I'm trying to remember the exact pinpoint. I think it was one point exactly. I think it was like our fifth taping or something like that. And we're just sitting back there and all the fans are coming in. The show hadn't started yet. And I started looking around, and then those seats that were empty, which I laugh at when I go back and watch season one, episode one, there's empty seats in that arena.
Yeah.
And then I noticed more and more fans kept coming in, and they just kept coming in, and it got bigger and bigger every week. So I remember one time in particular, I don't remember what was happening, but the fans were just coming in. I was watching the screen outside and look outside, and there was a line from the start of the temple, like all the way around to the corner.
Wow.
And all the way down the street that I couldn't see the end to it. I was like, okay, something's happening here.
That's awesome.
So, and they've been waiting in that line for 3 hours. So the dedication just for doing that in the sun was amazing. I knew right at that time that that's when that something happened with Luchon down and people wanting to stay out there for 3 hours just to see the show.
That's awesome. Can you talk a little bit about your connection to the believers and everything like that at the temple and your whole vibe with them? Because like we said right at the top, you love the creepy bastard chant. Just what has that whole connection been like?
It's been amazing because they didn't know how to really take me at first because Lucha really didn't know what to do with me. That was brought in originally for the comic relief, and I can make people laugh when I'm in the ring. So the fans connected with me like pretty quick, actually. And then I think the biggest obstacle for me was to make it with less Looney Tunes and ha-ha to, oh, crap, you might kill somebody, so will they take me serious? So then that, and so I changed up a few things. I got a new direction, talked with Vampiro, and the fans actually just kept up with me and just started booing the crap out of me because it's really easy to get boos when your goal and job is to hit on Melissa Santos, and they don't like that.
Yeah, we're definitely going to get there. That is one of the things I knew I had to ask you about. But I want to talk about the Marty the Moth character before we get there. How much input did you sort of have on that development, sort of giving it its darker side, like you said, less Looney Tune and stuff like that? What sort of creative process and back and forth was that?
Well, they came up to me and said, hey, we figured we're going to try this with you. You're going to be Marty the Moth. You're part of the Moth tribe. You're not all there up in the head, and you're kind of like a big kid, just kind of like you are in real life. can you make us laugh? I'm like, sure. Go out there and do that. Okay. So that's the instructions that I was originally given. And so that's what we started with. And during rehearsals for that, I was just trying to think, like, how can I make this something different that's not just something that people laugh at? I was actually talking with Melissa Santos really close because we were in rehearsals, and Krista Joseph actually told me to, hey, what is that? Can you do that? I'm like, what do you mean? Can I do what? Just get awkwardly, creepily close to Melissa Santos every time she announces. Could you do that? I'm like, well, hell yeah, I'll do that. And then, why don't you flap your arms like a moth? That'd be hilarious. I'm like, all right, I'll do it. Yeah, like a real idiot. I'm like, okay, let's do it, I guess. And yeah, he didn't think I'd actually do it, and it caught on so quick that it worked out very well. The fans at Lucha catch on to everything so quick, and it's so amazing because they don't know the storylines that's going on in the vignettes. They're seeing it 6 months in advance, so they are quick to catch everything. The believers is amazing. So my relationship with the fans, I love them to hate me. And I think it's working out because I think I'm one of the only heels here at Lucha that are actually not cheered as much as they're booed.
That is definitely one of the things, like, at the very least, like, you know, I think people get a mix of cheers, you know, because I think the fans, they're smart and they're also very supportive, which is kind of a catch-22 sometimes in pro wrestling.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, that was the one thing. You're terrorizing Melissa Santos. I mean, how much fun do you have trying to get her, you know, to sort of like make her laugh and everything like that? Because, I mean, that became one of the highlights for me. It's like, all right, let's see what Marty's going to do. And if Melissa's finally going to actually just crack up laughing in this one, like, I mean, is that sort of your objective?
Actually, that's literally my only objective. I don't tell her at all what I'm going to say or what I'm going to do. I just said, I'm going to be creepy on you. And every single time she announces me, she has no idea what to expect. So I am trying. I'm whispering the, like, weirdest shit into her ears that she cannot even hear because she's so in the zone. But I can't even think of one thing that I said. I said one time, like, something eggs and biscuits are hot or something like that. Like, I just say random shit just to, like, with her. Or, I'm sorry, just to screw with her. I don't know if I can say that.
That's all good.
But I try to get her to crack every single time. She is too damn professional. It is so hard to break that girl. But I'll get it.
Dude, you've come close. There's definitely been some times where, like, just the wry sort of corner smile is coming out with her. Okay, what about during the match then? Like, when you sort of roll out of the ring and you just, like, run and, like, almost hide in her skirt and stuff like that. Like, is that, I mean, just off the cuff, or is that something you talk about beforehand?
No, she has no idea that's coming either. So those are genuine what the hell is going on faces that you see when that happens.
That's amazing.
I try to crack with her the whole time I'm there.
That's amazing. And sort of, I mean, from the, I mean, I know you can't give anything away, but sort of what we've been able to glean from what we've already seen in Lucha Underground is that that thing that you did behind the scenes now has is sort of becoming a storyline as far as your interaction with Melissa and everything like that. I mean, what is your reaction to that? I mean, was that something that how long did it take to realize before, like, oh, you know, this might actually work in the show?
Honestly, once it started working so well that I started flapping my arms of being creepy on her during her announcements, once people were like caught on that and instantly booed me before I even got to her, I knew I had to keep going. But by keeping going, I knew I had to go somewhere eventually.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So it is, and we actually get to see and explore things a little bit here in season three before the season's over. So we're going to get to explore that a lot.
I'm very, very much so looking forward to that. I want to talk about your work with Luis Fernandez Gil as well and those vignettes with Dario, because you two both are just so tremendous in those backstage vignettes. And like, I really do feel like one of the things about Lucha Underground that works, it's the devil's in the detail. And I feel like you both get that. Like, I remember one time, it was such a small thing to maybe everybody else, but just the look on your face when you come into his office and you already come in and then you knock, it just, I get such like a kick out of little things like that. But what has it been like doing those vignettes and working with Dario in particular?
It's been amazing because he's a trained actor. That's what he does. I loved it the first day I met him because he came in. He's like, so you guys wrestle like every weekend? How does this work? Like, yeah, we wrestle every weekend. For these guys? No, not for these guys. We wrestle different places across the world. Across the world? Every weekend? So I had to explain it to the dude that was supposed to be my boss on TV. But that just proves how like little he knows about wrestling and just how good he is at acting like he knows about wrestling. He is a classically trained actor. He brings my game up, and I take acting classes. I do acting as well. I was just in that Adam Sandler movie that came out. Working with him has been amazing. And the fun thing with Lucha Underground is they let me, hey, what about this? Oh, I like that. Let's try that. That knock on the end when I came into his place, that was actually my idea that Lucha let me do.
And I love it.
I was like, hey, that's great. So it's a mix between Dario being so good and he's going to make all the other wrestlers around him look better, and the way that Skip Chiasson actually directs, where he's down to listen to your ideas and you're actually, okay, that sounds like great, or maybe not. So just a combination of such great acting right there with Dario and the freedom that we get at Lucha, it's something magical every time I can be able to get in the ring with, or not the ring, the office in there. Just watching these guys work is amazing. The guy is so good.
Terrific. Yeah, I really enjoy it every time. I am talking with Martin Casals, a.k.a. Marty the Moth Martinez, and please check out his website, martincasals.com. You have some really cool merch up on that site. I couldn't help but notice one of the new ones, the Indie Dives Matter shirt. Is that sort of a shot back at Randy Orton for his comments on indie wrestling? And just what were your, I mean, if the shirt's not enough, what were your thoughts on those?
That is not even the kind of sort of shot. That is a straight up shot. I was going to straight up tweet them and mention it in that. But then I was told that's probably not a smart thing to do, but I might do it anyway. That was a straight shot about that. I didn't get to see it happen as it was happening. I just heard stories about it. I even put it one on Twitter. I'm like, so what's this Orton and Bubba stuff going on? And the fans told me.
Yeah.
So from what I gathered, Bubba did an indie show dive, and then Orton shit on it. Is that right?
He posted this this sort of he tweeted about it, and then he said, "I guess I should really apologize." I'm trying to pull up the actual thing that he said because I don't want to misrepresent anybody's words. But basically, he critiqued indie wrestling.
Well, I just thought it was a hilarious situation because I thought I saw where he said something like "old men falling."
Oh yes, yeah, he did have that too. Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought that was hilarious, the way Bubba played it off. Like, huh, that's funny. It was awesome. But there's definitely different styles between indie and what you see at the WWE. However, that is changing now at the 205 Live. Mm-hmm. It's that style. That's the same style. People are seeing what's happening on the indies, and it's going into WWE. So that style is coming more and more right at him. Granted, I love the fact that there's variety. Because I wrestle more like Randy Orton, honestly, than the rest of the Lucha Underground roster.
Yeah.
I can do these flips, but I don't flip around at hardly any ever. And Randy Orton doesn't do any flips at all. So I'm actually more of Randy's style than the flippy guys, but there's room for both. That's why there's variety, and that's why there's multiple people that like the show, or just wrestling, is you got something for everybody.
Yeah, no, I completely agree, and I think, you know, you can like both, and like you just said, there is something for everybody. I did just think it was interesting, and I do love the shirt. I think it's such a smart commentary in a lot of ways. So I appreciate that very, very much. So, so please check that out on martincasas.com. But jumping back into Lucha Underground, can you talk to me about that Weapons of Mass Destruction match from this season? I mean, it was an incredible, just hardcore, just battle. And one of the many bright spots so far from this season. But what was it like for you doing that match? And is it one of the ones that you're most proud of?
It is definitely one that I'm most proud of. That might be my favorite match. And I think it's mostly because of the pressure they put on us. We got pulled aside by Vampiro, and they said, hey, well, this is your first time, both of you guys, main event La Lucha. This will mean a lot. We're giving you the ball. Now you guys got to run with it. If you don't run with it, I'm not going to say you're not going to come back to the main. But that makes it questionable on, hey, can these guys be in this spot? So prove that you can be in this spot.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of pressure. I knew we could do it, but that's just that added pressure on there. I never thought about that. But it was a big match. They hyped it up. But I actually was feeling pretty confident. With the way I worked with Killshot before, Killshot's such an amazing worker, made things so much easier. And just talking, okay, this is what we're going to do. We have all the toys in the world. Let's make this fun. So when I saw him do the exact same thing, I'm like, all right, this is going to be cool. But yeah, it was nerve-wracking, sure, and painful, if you have noticed.
Dude, absolutely. I mean, just watch. Dude, when he hits you with, like, the turret or whatever it was, man, that was absurd. I felt so bad for you, but I do love I have so appreciated your ring attire for that match. I mean, was that something you just immediately, like, well, I'm wearing this?
I asked him, like, hey, can I wear, like, army stuff? They're like, hey, we're actually planning on doing that anyway. I'm like, sweet. So, it's awesome. I totally wouldn't want to do that match in what I usually wear, which I got complaints about anyway from fans, and I love it.
No, I mean, it definitely came off very well. Like I said, that match is such a bright spot, really, from all three seasons. I think it's just phenomenal. So, excellent work on that. I hope you healed pretty well shortly after that. But like you said, I mean, God, some of those spots in that match, I mean, where, like, he's jumping on top of you and there's, like, different level of boxes that you're being, like, smashed into. It's like, dude, there's no way that doesn't just hurt like hell.
Yeah, there's just no way to fake some of those. Like, and the ladder, the finish.
Yeah.
I think the most painful part of that match, honestly, to me, was when he DDT'd me, or not DDT'd, DVD'd me on top of the ladder.
Yes.
That was based. So that one really sucked. That one got me really bad. But it was a fun match. I was, like, in the zone the whole time, just having a blast. I couldn't see anything during that match because between the blood and the war paint, everything was in my eyes.
Yeah.
But I think that's probably my favorite match thus far in Lucha Underground. And I got 7 staples in the head for that. But wow. I think it's damn worth it.
Yeah, well, I certainly so. I mean, it was so great. But, I mean, what has this mid-season break been like? I mean, you know, having the waiting. I talked to Johnny Mundo a little bit about it. I mean, I know you guys want to sort of show off your work that you've done that you're so very proud of. So what has this break been like for you?
For me, it's been a lot easier than the rest of the guys. I have multiple streams of income that I do with my supplement company, with my acting, with my stockbroker as well.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty easy for me, and then I just go found other bookings. It sucks that we had all this time off that we took and didn't take bookings, and then we went on this mid-season break. That sucked. But I was able to put the bookings in there pretty fast, and honestly, this break's been pretty easy on me.
Yeah.
I know for others it's been a lot harder, unfortunately. But I am excited as hell for this because the next Wednesday, I believe, right?
That's right, yeah. 31st, May 31st, Lucha Underground comes back, season 3. Because I know you're an actor as well, and also have you found that because of your involvement with Lucha Underground, one, your indie bookings and your maybe acting stuff, has Lucha sort of helped open some doors in that regard as well?
Absolutely. And that's why when people always when they talk to a wrestler, hey, when are you going to go to the WWE?
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm a Lucha guy through and through. I love it there. But it's one part that I love about it is I can go and do acting. I can do these other things. I can run my supplement company. I can still be a stockbroker. I can do all these other things. And because of the experience of doing those vignettes with Dario and the stuff that I get to do inside Lucha, just the acting world, that has definitely opened up so many more doors for me. And worse goes to worse, it's still credibility when someone's like, should we hire Martin for this acting job? Oh, he does that. Okay, that's cool. Let's do that. So it is just so many doors that opened up because of Lucha. And I think with the way things are going, I don't think I'm going to go anywhere from it. So I just wish it was more full time. We just need to keep shooting. Just come on, people. Just keep watching Lucha and let's move up more so we can have wrestle every single year.
Keep shooting, start touring. I mean, we need to get like a Lucha Underground Live in the Bay Area, which is where I'm at. So we would certainly love that. I do think that is so cool because everyone I've talked to from Lucha Underground, like, it sounds like it's just such a great support system. And allowing you, like you said, to chase these acting dreams as well, while also like still pursuing your passion for wrestling and stuff. Like, I just think it's such a cool dynamic that this show has allowed so many great performers like yourself to shine. So that's it's always good to hear that they're doing right by y'all, you know?
Yeah, it just sucks that like we're not allowed to go do other stuff. Now, granted, this TNA thing happened where some guys are able to wrestle at TNA now, and that's still up in the air on what we can and can't do there. But it just sucks that, hey, we haven't shot anything since November, so we haven't gotten paid or done anything Lucha-wise since November, and now we're in, what, May? We're in May now.
Yeah, that's true.
We're supposed to hear we're going to be touring, which is awesome news, and hopefully that happens. So I just need people to keep watching Lucha, and we can just do this all year round and tour and hit the Bay Area down there. And so we can say what's up.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. And a couple more for you before I let you go. I know you're a busy guy, but Lucha Underground hitting Netflix. What was your reaction to that? I mean, it's a huge deal. I mean, putting a lot more eyeballs on Lucha Underground, but what was your reaction?
Fantastical. But Netflix doesn't give us the numbers, so we can't actually see how many people are watching it, but there's nothing but good that can come from this. El Rey, one of our biggest things, and it may have helped us in the beginning as well. That way we weren't so easy to get. But now we're out there. We've already been exposed. Netflix has 84 million subscribers, I believe.
Yeah.
And the WWE Network has 3 million.
There it is.
Awesome.
I never really thought about it that way, to be honest.
More people. So there's nothing bad that can come from this.
That is a very great point. Last one for you. Can you give us a little tease as far as what is next for you, Marty the Moth, and just season 3 as a whole?
Epicness for sure, but you expect that out of Lucha by this point.
Yeah.
If you're looking at the Moth stuff, be prepared for us to explain a little bit of the story between me and my sister and me and Melissa Santos. Let's kind of go a little bit deeper with that because fans have been wanting to know why hasn't she slapped me yet. So let's dive in a little bit deeper into that. So be excited to see what she does.
Awesome. Marty, thank you so much for making the time, and I can't wait to see what you do in Lucha Underground Season 3 and just all your other projects. Again, check out martincasales.com for everything you're doing. Check out the merch page and everything like that. Thanks again, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on, bro.